There is a time when every Christian on the Christian faith walk must consider change. What does the Bible say about that?
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bernd Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bernd Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bernd's instructional teaching. Bernd shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bernd discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bernd.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth, and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today about the process of transformation. What it is, how it happens. What is its purpose? It's rarely preached about from the pulpits. However, the Bible has much to say about it. What is transformation? Transformation is change. And it is a work of Christ in us and through us. And by His sovereign work in our lives, He molds us, makes us, forms us, breaks us, changes us into His image and likeness of what He wants us to be as He is. It's a process. In Romans 12:2, we read by the Holy Spirit through Paul, "Be you transformed by the renewal of your mind. Let's look at that for a minute. The mind in Scripture is the soul. The word in the Greek of the New Testament is the Greek word psuche, P-S-U-C-H-E. And that word means the mind, the will, and the emotions. The soul is the mind, will, and emotions. The spirit man, where Christ indwells us when we receive him in our hearts and are born again of his spirit, the spirit man is our conscience and intuition, our knower. The spirit man knows, the soul man reasons. When we get born again, Christ comes into our spirit man to live big in us for the rest of our lives. Our spirit man is immediate and completely regenerated anew, that is, saved, made sinless of all of the sins of the past. And Christ indwells us and lives in our spirit man until we are safely home in glory. So the spirit man is immediately and completely saved and regenerated anew. However, the soul man, the soul life, the mind, the will, and the emotions also requires change and transformation. That's why Romans 12:2 says, "Be you transformed." Transformed, changed. By the renewal of your mind, by the renewal of your soul. What is the scripture saying? It's saying that our souls, our mind, will, and emotions are in need of renewal, in need of being saved. Our soul man must be saved just as our spirit man must be saved. And as you know, we will get a new body at the resurrection. So, the Holy Spirit must do a work in us. And the salvation of the soul man, you will discover, is a lifetime process. Philippians says, "He who has begun a good work in you is able to bring it to completion in the day of Christ Jesus." What is the day of Christ Jesus? Well, it's the day of the rapture when God takes the whole church off of the earth before he brings judgment. He's always gotten believers out of the way before he brought judgment. 100% track record of doing that in the scripture. Or, if it isn't the day of the rapture, it's the day of your death, which is your personal rapture. Either is the day of Christ Jesus. And what does it mean? It means that you will be saved, and at that moment, your soul man will be saved. Now notice this, we're talking all along about transformation. So a lot of people get saved and invite Christ into their heart, trust on him for their salvation, but don't seem to be able to get sanctified. Now that's a problem because the book of Hebrews says, "Without holiness, no man will see God." The word sanctification and the word holiness are the same in Scripture. They mean the same thing. Becoming holy. Now, holiness is not piety. Like you see some religious folks conducting themselves for their lack of understanding. No, it isn't piety. Holiness is separation from the evils of the world and separation unto God. That's what holiness is. And we stay in the Word of God. We apply the Word of God to our hearts, minds, soul, and spirit. And the Holy Spirit works His sanctification and holiness in us and through us. And we grow in our character. We grow in our soul life. We grow in our spirit also, as Christ works the transformation into His image and likeness of what He wants us to be. See, there's no such thing as going to church and praying to God and then going home to try to clean yourself up. It just does not work. Why? Because any salvation or cleansing or holiness that would come from you or me would be an imperfect salvation or holiness. Does that make sense? It should. Why? Because we're not perfect. It's as simple as that. And what is the requirement to get into heaven? Matthew 5:48, be you perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Now, by now you must realize that that means man has a problem that he can't solve. And that's why every sinner needs a Savior. So Christ has to solve that problem for us, and He does. Scripture says the life is in the blood. Did you hear that? The life is in the blood. The requirement is be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. In the blood of Christ is perfect life, because the life is in the blood and He's perfect. The requirement to satisfy Father God for entry to heaven in the kingdom is be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. So Christ goes to the cross. He takes all sin of all men. Hebrews chapter 10 says, once and for all sin, once and for all men, once and for all time. Dies for our sins and spills His precious blood with its perfect life as a blood offering, because Father God always required a blood offering for sin. In the Old Testament times before Christ, it was by sacrificing animals. Hebrews chapter 10 says Christ offered Himself on the cross for all men, once and for all men, once and for all time, once and for all sin. Praise God. So when we receive Him, that cleansed blood that takes away, that cleansing blood that takes away all of our sin, is credited to our account in heaven, is imparted to our spirit man, which is immediately and completely saved, regenerated anew, and made sinless, because Christ then indwells our spirit man. And where Christ indwells and tabernacles with us, there can be no sin. So the only thing that's left to clean up is the soul man. You can't do it. You've got to let Jesus do it. I can't do it. We have to let Jesus do it. And it begins with recognition of our faults, recognition of our sin, confession and repentance, and yielding and surrendering these things to Christ so that He can work His life in us and through us and transform our mind, will, and emotions, our soul man, into his image and likeness, satisfying Romans 12:2. So Christ will do it. And it will begin when you get born again of his Spirit, when you receive Christ into your heart, trusting on him alone for your salvation. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 says, "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens." Well, the time to begin transformation is immediately on becoming born again. Will God carry it out? Of course he will. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, he said, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope." God's plan for your life is much better than yours. You can't outdo him. That comes along with the benefits of receiving Jesus. And it will manifest over time. The transformation will manifest over time. In 1 Corinthians 6:11, speaking of our previous conduct when the old man or the old self before we got born again dominated our behaviors. And it says, "And that is what some of you were." And then it continues after being born again now and says, "But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God." See, the transformation became immediately activated by the Holy Spirit when you became justified by the Lord Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit when you got born again. It says you were washed, you were cleansed of all sin back then. You're justified, you were saved, even in your soul, man, and by the Spirit. And you say, "Well, I don't feel saved, and I still continue to sin." Yes, because what goes on in the spirit realm has to be walked out in the physical realm through space and time. The physical has to catch up with the spiritual. So he's going to do it, not you or me, but the transformation is necessary. Psalm 18, verse 2 tells us, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." So God doesn't want you uptight about all of your hang-ups, about all of your sin problems, about all of your bad behaviors. He wants you to surrender them. Transformation brings revelation. There is a difference between walking a faith walk based on information about Christ or walking a faith walk which produces formation in Christ. Formation can only come from transformation. And transformation can only come from revelation. So you must be in the Word of God. You must study it. You must apply it to your faith walk. Don't worry if you stumble. Don't worry if you fall flat on your face. Get up, brush yourself off, say to the Lord Christ Jesus, "I'm sorry, Lord, I fell. I did this sin or that sin. I repent. I ask your forgiveness. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is quick and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. He will clean you up immediately if you'll confess it. Keep walking with him. Keep pressing in. Do not be concerned about your weaknesses or how you cannot perform. You see, here is the point. You cannot clean yourself up and go to God. It does not work. Because transformation is not from the outside inward, performing for God. No, transformation is from the inside outward. Christ starts transforming you into his image and likeness. You become more and more as he is. By trusting on him, by reading the Word of God and applying it, by surrendering sin to him, whatever it is, and letting go of it. If you fall, by getting up, brushing yourself off, confessing and repenting, and getting right back to relationship like King David did. King David sinned a lot. He fell flat on his face very, very often. He got up very quickly. And he repented and got right back to relationship with God. And do you know what God said about David despite all of his sin? Even though he had a lot of sin and repeatedly so, God said of David, he is a man after my own heart, the apple of my eye. That's what God feels for you. That's what God wants to do for you. And God will, if you will let him. It's just an issue of trust, which is faith. You are saved by grace, God's love and favor to you, through faith. It takes a change of attitude. Philippians 4, verse 6 to 8 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. God is going to make a way for you by your trust on him, by surrendering victory over the problems of the flesh and of problems of behavior. In the Christian faith walk is obtained by surrendering it to Jesus, not by your performance. Look at it this way. If you could achieve the results, who would get the glory? You would. In the scripture, God says, I share my glory with no one. So guess what that means? God's not going to bless your efforts because he wants all the glory. I share my glory with no one, he says. So, what does that in turn mean? It means that you have to give God all the glory and let him do it in you and through you. What will he do? He will start living his life in you and through you, and you will see the changes will come from within outward, from the inside of you where Christ is, outward where everyone else can see it. Now let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to the Father but by me. He says, I stand at the door. That's the door of the heart. I knock. He who hears my voice, that's the desire to know him, and invites me in, that is, invites him into your heart, you invite him into your heart, he says, I will come into him and fellowship with he and in fellowship with him. Now watch this. That's a promise. If you invite him in, he will fellowship. He'll start relating to you. In the Gospel of John, he says, I will reveal myself to them. You'll get a revelation of him as the living person, the living Christ. So it's self-proving. Are you ready? Pray this prayer aloud now. Won't you, being willing to turn from your sin, the Lord Jesus Christ will do all the rest.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.